I kind of started late, and now, yada yada yada, next question. Anywho, Diversity has other programming, can you believe that? So if you're, like, not loving this, we've got, like, some other stuff, you know, going on. Let's see, We've got, Consolidation. Listen to better music. Consolidation is on Wednesday evenings from 7 to 10. You just missed it. Or we've got Lavender Hour. Music to make you dye your hair purple. Fridays at 5 p.m. Unfortunately, not this Friday, because Massive Music Weekend starts Friday at noon. Feel free to tune in either on your lovely radio or our website, wrct.org. If you want to call in, our number is 412-268-9728. I think it's on our website too, but I'll be here for another 3 minutes. So, if you would like to call, feel empowered to do so. Anyways, in the background's been Umbraid, Heartbreaking. Umbraid, great producer, great artist, like no notes. And that's all from me. Yeah. Mary out.
Should tumble. Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Life's the same. I'm moving in stereo. Life's the same, except for my shoes. Life's the same. You're shaking like tremolo. Life's the same. It's all inside you. Breakdown.
just read something, made his face turn blue. Well, I got nothing against the press. They wouldn't print it if it wasn't true. If you wanna know about the gay politician, if you wanna know how to drive your car, if you wanna know about the new sex position,
fellas. What you say? This is Little Fat Swallow, my mother's 285 pounds of jam, jive, and everything. They got me in on this V-Dis mess here this afternoon, so here it is. Watch out. One of my own compositions ain't misbehaving, and I ain't either. On the elevation, on the shelf, ain't misbehaving. Saving my love for you, and you, especially you, yes. I know for certain, the one I love, I'm through with flirting, it's you that I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, saving all my love for you. Like Jack Horner, in a corner, don't go nowhere. What do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for. Believe me, I don't stay out late, no place to go. I'm home about 8 at my little radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you, for you, for you, yes, you. All my love for you. Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
And those in the West should be clear with the fact that we are not moving away from the sounds that we play on WRCT. That is to say that we have our own way. We always bravely play what rocks on this side and what does not. And what is rocking on the other side and what is not. It should be clear to everyone that we cannot be no independent of nobody's fashion. That we have our own point of view. And that we know the worth of what rocks and what does not rock.
Was going on from day to day. She is filled with up with people who are sad and gay. There is nothing very much that you can truly reveal, except that loose code don't know how to tie gold fields. So if you're free, free, free and gay, take my advice and stay that way. But if you're not into the girl you wed, then you will know just what the tie gold said. So if you're free, free, free and gay, take my advice and stay that way. But if you're not into the girl you wed, then you will know just what the tiger said, without a doubt. Nanny, 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 na, 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 na. Nanny, 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 na, na, na. Well, she go a-turning like a merry-go-round, and the people who are in the ride are up or down. So after this advice, you will so kindly you're here. Like Lusco, you'll be marrying if nary a care. So if you're free, free, free and gay, take my advice and stay that way. But if you're not and to the girl you wet, and you will know just what the tiger said. So if you're free, free, free and gay, take my advice and stay that way. But if you're not, and to the girl you wet, then you will know just what the tiger said, without a doubt. Take my advice and stay that way. But if you're not into the girl you wed, then you will know just what a tiger said. So if you're free, free, free and gay, take my advice and stay that way. But if you're not into the girl you wed, then you will know just what a tiger said, without a doubt. Nanny, 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 nanny.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Callers threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up, do not provide them with any form of payment or information. Report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga choo-choo on track 29? Boy, you can give me a shine. I can afford to board the Chattanooga choo-choo. You see, I've got my fare and just a trifle to spare. You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore. Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina. When you hear the whistle blowing eight to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far. Shovel all the coal in, I gotta keep a rolling. Oh, Chattanooga, there you are. There's gonna be a certain party at the station, all satin and lace. We used to call Funny Face. Well, she's gonna cry till I turn down River Road. Oh, the Chattanooga choo-choo, why don't you choo-choo me home? There's gonna be a certain party at the station, all satin and lace. We used to call Funny Face. Well, she's gonna cry till I tell her that I'll never roam. Oh, Chattanooga choo-choo, why don't you choo-choo me?
Choo-choo me home, all aboard, all aboard. Hi, this is Martin Atkins from Pigface, and you're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM.
Dr. Oscar Adoli, bringing you the best mix of music.
This is Law and Disorder.
Today on Law and Disorder, we discuss former President Jimmy Carter's record and legacy on human rights, including the enduring Carter Center.
Human rights journalist Misha Garagoulis from the Project Censor joins us to discuss the model that Jimmy Carter established for U.S. foreign policy.
We also speak with Norman Solomon, who's just reissued his great book, War Made Invisible, How America Hides the Human Toll of Its Military Machine.
His new afterword to the book focuses on the corporate media's biased coverage of the Israeli-U.S. war in Gaza.
Stay with us.
I'm New York City attorney and author Michael Stephen Smith.
And I'm New York City attorney and activist Heidi Boghossian.
I'm Stephen Rohde, retired civil rights lawyer and author on issues of civil liberties.
And I'm Jim Lafferty, a decades-long political activist and once the national director of the National Lawyers Guild.
Jimmy Carter passed away on December 29, 2024, at the age of 100. His legacy in human rights has left an indelible mark on global diplomacy. Elected in 1977, Carter made human rights a central theme of his administration. He believed that as a global power, the U.S. had a responsibility to champion freedom, dignity, and justice for all people, regardless of nationality or political system. This vision led to the introduction of policies aimed at addressing both the internal injustices within the U.S. and the broader human rights violations occurring around the world. One of Carter's most significant achievements in this realm was condemning authoritarian regimes and promoting democratic movements. His administration applied pressure on governments, particularly in Latin America, Asia, and Africa, to uphold human rights standards, often linking U.S. foreign aid and diplomatic relations to a country's record on human rights. Though controversial at times, especially in relation to U.S. alliances with regimes like those in Iran and Egypt, Carter's commitment to human rights was revolutionary in its directness. The Carter Center, founded in 1982, became a beacon for promoting democracy, advancing health, and improving human rights globally. Through the center, Carter monitored elections, mediated peace talks, and worked to eliminate diseases that disproportionately affected the world's most vulnerable populations. After leaving office, Carter's work as a human rights advocate set a new standard for U.S. foreign policy, showing that human rights can be a priority in shaping international relations and peace efforts. Joining us today is human rights editor and writer Misha Garagoulis. She is the Curriculum Development Coordinator for Project Censored and author of the forthcoming book to be published by Routledge, Media Framing and the Destruction of Cultural Heritage. Misha, welcome back to Law and Disorder.
Heidi, it's my pleasure. Thank you to you and to Steve for having me.
And it's wonderful, actually, that we're recording on the National Day of Mourning for Jimmy Carter. Carter is often regarded as one of the most human rights-focused U.S. presidents. What first inspired his dedication to this cause?
You know, Heidi, Carter had campaigned on the intention to restore trust in the office of the U.S. president and to improve diplomacy and foreign policy by operating within